Right? I met a boy called Frank Mills on September 12th right here in front of the Waverly. But unfortunately, I lost his address. He was last seen with his friend, a drummer he resembles George Harrison of the Beatles, but he wears his hair tied in a small bow at the back. I love him, but it embarrasses me to walk down the street with him. He lives in Brooklyn somewhere, and he wears his white crash helmet. He has golden chains on his leather jacket, and on the back are written the names Mary and Mom and Hell's Angels. I would have gratefully appreciated if you see him, tell him I'm in the park with my girlfriend. And please tell him Angela and I don't want the $2 back, just him.
Hey everybody, it's Monday night, and you're listening to the newest installment of 10 Dozen Minutes of I Wish Every Lemonhead Song Was As Good As That One with Jake and Mr. Skullhead.
Yeah, mine was What the Hell Was That with Jake and Mr. Skullhead, but that's cool. That's it kind of sounds like Wesley Willis and Evan Dando had a
run-in?
Yeah, some kind of duet together. Yeah.
Huh. Okay. I thought that the microphone cord was leaping out of my hands, but turns out it was just the cat stepping on it. Zangetsu, what is best in life?
Yeah.
He doesn't know. How you been, Mr. Skullhead?
I'm good. Saw Cars this weekend, and then I went to a theater and saw the movie Cars.
Oh, hey.
That was exciting. And watched my future mother-in-law and my future wife get in a big old fight. That was fun.
Oh, yeah? About what?
Her wedding dress. The mother-in-law fears that she paid too much for the wedding dress and it's going to be too fancy and possibly too schmancy, but she refuses to look at a photo of the dress so as to have an informed opinion. So, yeah, it's kind of a strange situation.
Wow, that's almost as though it's a fight between two women.
What? A fight between two women about nothing?
Really? Or you know, a fight that involves any women where one simple action would provide the evidence necessary to just instantly prove one way or another which person was right. But the point is not that you can produce that evidence, it's that you shouldn't want to.
Yes.
Or, you know, just saying. I've been at home doing pretty much nothing for the last 3 days. I don't remember doing anything for the last 3 days. Okay, we went to Costco, and I bought some edamame, and I ate some edamame. I know that because I remember taking out the trash, and I remember there being some soybean shells in the trash. Mm-hmm. I wasn't doing drugs or drinking a lot. I think a lot of it was that I spent a whole lot of time playing the episode one little episodic mini expansion to Half-Life 2. That was fun. I had a dream that my Mac laptop, which I just gotten fixed, I had a dream that I was at a party with my Mac laptop and I was trying to play some video for everybody at the party and the laptop started getting really, really hot, so I threw it out into the lawn and it just burst into flames. And it was weird though. It's like the guts of the thing sprung out of the case and the monitor got much larger and was still displaying the video while the case was burning. And then I had a dream that I was in New York and I went to some weird coffee shop and realized that I had forgotten to put pants on. Like, I was wearing a t-shirt and no one, like, just naked except for a t-shirt. And I was like, ah, this kind of sucks. I mean, you know, I have a giant penis and all, so it's not like this is really embarrassing.
Is that how you knew you were dreaming?
Ew, it's kind of inappropriate. So I'm like, well, you know what? I'll make up for it by sitting in this toy box instead of in a chair. So I sat in a toy box and just read some magazines. And the waitress never came to ask me what I wanted because I wasn't at a table. I was in a toy box with no pants on. So that was an oddity. It seemed like a cool coffee shop, though, I guess. And they obviously, you know, don't have that no pants, no shoes, no service policy that I find so loathsome in most coffee shops.
Wow, man.
Other than that, I watched the first 45 minutes of Man on Fire and then went back to playing video games.
Man on Fire. Is that Denzel Washington?
Yeah, it actually seems like a good movie. Seems a little Jesus-y, but, you know, I'm okay with Christianity as a plot mechanism.
Right. We watched The Sum of All Fears, and it turned out to be really good, oddly enough.
I looked at a Something Awful Photoshop Friday, which was like misheard movie titles, and there was a poster for The Sum of All Bears, which I thought was pretty funny. I lolled. Literally laughed out loud. Yeah, so wedding is creeping right up. I am relatively sure that I am not going to be around for the next 3 radio shows.
I will be around for the next one.
The next one. You will be around Thursday. I'm leaving on Thursday because I am. I've decided to take a little more time for Mr. Skullhead's wedding than Mr. Skull. Actually, if not more time, just a different time. Me and the wife are going to drive over there early and do a bit of the old hangout. So yeah, I won't be here Thursday night or the following Monday or then. Okay, then no. Okay, you don't leave until Wednesday of next week. So. We'll be able to do... You guys can do a show Thursday and Monday. And I'll make sure that somebody here is, like, allowed to broadcast. I will make sure that whatever bureaucracy is in place that prevents people from covering for me is at least slid out of the way a little bit for the duration of the time that I'm going to be gone. You know, I know everything just falls apart when I'm not here, but really, it doesn't have to be that way.
Well, it's because there ain't no sunshine when you're gone, and that makes it very hard to see. Because there's also no electricity when you're gone.
That kind of sucks.
Yeah.
That it's like, there's like a dead man switch in my chair, so that the house does, like, I got it this way, so the office, like, when I was here by myself, you know, I didn't want the office to burn down while I was gone, so I figured the safest thing was to make it so there's only electricity when I'm sitting in my chair.
That's why we got the cat.
Oh, that is why they got the cat, yeah. Cause great. Somebody just sent me the same message 6 times and said, I figure you get a lot of messages, so I put it a lot. That's a very effective way of getting banned if you ever do it again. You guy who did that. I went to the wrong link to my thingy. Let's see. Green Jean says, you guys are still the best. Good to know. Quick question. Can you add a notification to the clan activity log when a member leaves because the account is deleted after 60 days? That's troublesome because an account getting deleted is not so much like an event that the game is aware of with that account as something that happens as a kind of a bulk process. Just kind of pay attention to the roster list. You can see the total number of people in your clan, right? So when it goes down, check and see who's missing.
Right.
One of these days, we will probably implement a feature, which I expected people to ask for, but I don't think anybody has asked for, where a clan can specify the threshold at which that inactive thing shows up. Because, you know, some people, I think, are going to want to know when somebody hasn't logged on for 6 months. Some people are going to want to know when somebody hasn't logged on for, like, a week. If they're trying to be really careful about not wasting money on buffs and stuffs and things and stings. Good old Sting. I hope he never loses his faith in us.
Yeah, insert other Sting reference. I got a message from him the other day.
From Sting?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
It was in a bottle, and it just said SOS like 3,000 times.
Wow, that sucks. I wonder where he's at. Yeah.
So, damn it, I've broken my trainer engagement ring. I don't think that bodes well.
Trainer
wedding ring, I should say. Apparently, what appeared to be a solid circle of sterling silver, alliteratively, was a band of silver that was joined by some kind of solder thing that was not very strong.
Huh. So well, that sucks. Do you think it's reparable?
A broken ring.
And do you think if the ring is reparable, is your fiance's heart?
Nah.
Speaking of which, did anybody see the omen? I suspect that it is terrible, and so wanted to let somebody else take that particular bullet for me before I bit it.
I figured it would be exactly the same as the old omen with different actors, so.
I never saw the old one either. Yeah. So, the Dread Pirate Wesley says, might it be possible to get a list of who you've buffed on a given day? Perhaps a listing on the quest log of who you've smiled on or buffed each day? No, that would require an entirely new logging mechanism that would be of such limited use to the overwhelming majority of players that it's just really not worth the resources it would require both to implement and to maintain it. 001 says, can you lower the requirements to get to the enormous greater than sign? Right now you can get to it by about level 7, where you can already enter the crypt and explore the mysterious island, or at least make Teleportitis warp you to every zone previous to that instead of just the early game levels. It is on my list of D20 projects, which it's been zero times I've actually done a D20 project in the last few months, but one of these days I'll get into a habit of actually doing one D20 project a week, which is what I've been meaning to do. Anyway, on that list, something that I've been meaning to do is to make it so Teleportitis will take you to every zone that you could possibly go to, which just involves a kind of a fundamental change to the way this certain checking works in the adventure script, which is kind of a hassle to rewrite. So it's a project that will take me a few hours and require some testing on dev to make sure everything's working correctly, because it has potential impact way outside. I don't know about the entrance requirements. The enormous greater than sign will eventually be something, I believe, that is revealed by either a guild quest or a sequence of quests in the dungeon full of dungeons. So it might end up just having a stat requirement instead of an actual... Or rather, you know, you might have to just accomplish something that requires you to have a certain stat or a certain piece of equipment or something. Rather, I don't know. We haven't actually made up any of the mechanics for the sort of theoretical dungeon full of dungeons, zone quest mini nonsense that we talked about. But, it's, you know, it'll eventually happen. LOTE says, hey, does the cost of purchasing clan buffs take into account people that are in the clan but will not receive them due to ascension restrictions? Yes, it does. It only charges you for the ones that you actually get, much like Mr. Skullhead's mom and hand jobs.
She's never charged you for a hand job she hasn't given you?
Yes.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. She's very fair. Very, very equitable, our arrangement is.
Mm.
Yeah. I watched, at some point in the last week, I watched episode 3 again because it's on HBO now. Still, I like it less and less the more that I see it.
I really enjoyed it in the theater, but I think that was just because the first two didn't impress me all that much. And this was kind of, it was an order of magnitude better, but it still was far from good.
Yeah, that was my assessment. Because, yeah, man, the whole... I feel like it would be a lot easier to take the third one and do a Phantom Edit style thing and make it into a good movie. You just remove all of the parts where Hayden Christensen talks.
Right.
And just have him look mean. Uh, Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, will you ever make a device that lets you rig the casino, but every time you use it, you get caught by the guards, half your meat taken off you, and five turns of beaten up? No. I would never make anything that took away half your meat. That would
without
be
the half of the meat, that would be an interesting grimoire addition.
So it rigs the casino in a totally non-effective way?
Yeah. Well, in the same way that the Joy Buzzer was a really good combat item.
Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, can you create the item Lasagna so that when I get a custom avatar for my request wouldn't require new art?
Use the goulash and we won't tell anyone.
Yeah. Or we could pretend that the fake plastic grass is lasagna.
Mm.
It looks wavy.
Nothing at all like lasagna.
I mean, it might it looks like lasagna from the side with no filling. And so it could be you're looking through a sort of grid of lasagna. If we ever made a version of Cube that took place in KOL, KOL's universe, that could be one of the things that cuts you into all kinds of pieces, like lasagna noodles about an inch apart flying through the air.
Al dente.
You know.
Because otherwise they'd have to be moving really fast.
Yeah, or be really, really sharp. What do you suppose? Do you suppose if you made a knife out of butter and it was really, really sharp that it could cut anything?
No.
Do you suppose, what if you made a hot knife out of butter?
I don't think you can sharpen butter.
I think you can sharpen butter.
But I think you should try.
I'm gonna get a whetstone, and by the time I'm done, it's probably just going to be a slimy stone. Shaggy says, make lucky surprise eggs into combat items, throw them in a monster, do one damage, and you acquire an item. Thus, Boostafarian and Oxygenarians can get the stuff out of them. No, because then that's another way of opening an unlimited number of lucky surprise eggs. The point of paths is that you're restricted from certain aspects of the game. They're supposed to make things harder, that's why they have rewards. So, yeah. Yeah. Bunya Pandler says, the Instatrophy has been discovered! Mad props to Matt the Fish! Indeed. Bunya Pandler says, but I'm 14. The only thing that... Oh, okay. I was thinking I would be able to say that without spoiling it because I didn't understand it at first.
Right. But, yeah, I did the same thing.
I can't. Yep. Sorry, kid. You just don't get to understand, man. You could go to your friendly neighborhood Best Buy and... acquire everything you need to know to learn everything there is to know about that. Ms. Kitty says, you know how we have cookbooks that do nothing but damage slash nothing, or nothing but hot damage slash nothing but cold damage? Will there eventually be cookbooks that focus only on sleazy and spooky as well? No, there will not. There will be some books that do some stuff about those. There might even be some changes to some existing items that cause things like that to change, but no, there will not be an equivalent for sleazy, spooky, or stenchy of the codex or the grimoire.
Sleazy, spooky, and stenchy were my three least favorite dwarves.
Yeah, they were the best smurfs, though.
Yeah.
Which smurfs is not a plural of smurf. More like scarf.
It better
scarf
be.
Scarf and scarves. Fred Levi says, you should be able to paste the Spanish fly with the magical ice cubes, thus allowing you to create a blank with a Spanish fly in it, giving you a moxie boosting effect. No. Only the orcs can use Spanish flies.
People saying that, I don't know, people were saying they'd like to see the Spanish fly trap as a familiar, which, maybe.
Yeah, I mean,
it's cute.
Yeah, familiar that only... That's all it does.
Make Spanish flies drop? No. It's like, you know, basic attack familiar with a whole lot of random Spanish thrown in.
Yeah, I mean, the trouble with that is that it then removes the... It removes the pirate cove from the loop if you've ever ascended. In terms of the quest, I mean, you know, not that that's a big deal. I mean, we have other quests that require familiars, but, you know, so in, and we just kind of work around it on future ascension runs, but I don't know. I mean, it's not mobile like a potato
mm-hmm.
or is. Yeah, or barnacle, yeah. You know. Some people, including Torek and Rezi Liang, saying that any item available in an NPC store should be made untradeable. And I just don't like that idea. I understand the point. I mean, the thing about that is that people are selling them in the mall for more than they cost in NPC stores because of the 100 meat limit. You know, don't buy them there. I mean, the limits were put in place to discourage people from doing that. But the thing is, I don't mind somebody who has access to the hippie store selling strawberries to people who don't have access to the hippie store in the mall. And also, I mean, there's a lot of things available in NPC stores that drop, and it makes no sense for the drops to be untradeable. You know, especially if you take into account, like, the Knoll store. Because, like, we don't want cogs to be untradeable. That would be recogulous.
Ho-ho!
We also don't want dicks to be untradeable. There was this town in the... I think it was in the county that I grew up in called Dix, D-I-X. It's pretty funny. It was, you know, it's the kind of thing that made me laugh when I was a kid. There's Boca Raton in Florida, which is what, like, rat mouth?
Yeah.
Bunya Bandler says, why doesn't one of the bang potions give you temporary blindness? This effect is too cool for it to only be available during an event. It won't be. There will be a way to gain either through an item or through a piece of equipment blindness. Because, yeah, that's cool. Brett Day says, dear to whom it may concern, how did you learn to code? When did you start coding? How do you code with boxing gloves on? Respectfully, Brett Day. I got, when I was 7, I got a TRS-80 Color Computer 2 that my dad had bought from a friend of his, and it came with a couple of basic programming books, and I guess that's how I started. And then I played with GW Basic, and then I played with Quick Basic, and then I learned some Java and some C and some stuff, and then I used the Java knowledge to make PHP something that I knew about. And then, yeah. So, yeah. It only took 22 years to get where I am now from where I started. So, get started early, kids.
Word.
Enemy Lasagna says, hey, guys, will there ever be a picture for the cat, even in the Castle in the Clouds of the Sky? Cat event. Yes, there already is. That's what the cat looks like.
Mm-hmm.
God,
so,
cat.
Somebody linked in the forums to an actual titanium assault umbrella.
Yeah, Fusiliban sent me a copy of that. That's pretty funny.
$150 umbrella that you can stand on and smack people with.
You can stand on it?
Yeah, they have it propped up between two chairs and a guy standing on top of it.
I mean, can't you stand on regular umbrellas?
Without breaking it.
Oh.
$150 umbrella, but...
Wow, Fred Schneider would be really upset if he lost that one. He'd be like, where's my umbrella? Only he'd be really loud because the umbrella costs $150.
Yeah.
You don't like Fred Schneider.
Why can't we keep the B-52s out of our radio show? Why does it always have to go down like this?
Well, I know what we're playing during the break.
What are you playing during the break?
I like Fred Schneider. You just don't like people who don't sing like fags. Because Fred Schneider is the epitome of not singing like a fag, somehow.
He's the straightest guy ever.
Yeah, no. Totally. He is. You don't know what for. You don't know from straight. 001 says, hey guys, for NS13, are you guys also going to tweak the current areas to offer more content and probably stretch them out for a longer playing experience? I wouldn't mind being forced to visit the Hidden Temple or the Palindome. Yeah, curiously enough, you've stumbled upon something that is most assuredly going to happen. Yeah, basically every zone that I like that you don't have to go to in an Ascension run is I'm going to force you to go to, either by changing earlier quests or by... We got something really, really neat, I feel, for the level 11 quest. Actually, the level 12 quest is fucking neat, too. I'm really proud of the ideas that we've come up with, and it's not once we actually start working on these, I really don't think it's going to take all that long for us to crank it out because we're basically done with the design of it, and yeah, it's fun, wild, weird stuff. Wild, weird stuff. It's going to be a really big shoe. That was of course
Fred Schneider as Johnny Carson and
Ed Sullivan as played by Ving Rhames. Ving Rhames is Fred Schneider as Johnny Carson in The Life of Ed Sullivan. Also, all of those were my Charlton Heston impression. Zarenthos says, make the clan names clickable in clan attack screen. Yes, that is a good idea. Ask your doctor about Levitra says, hey, Jake and Scully, when you have temporary blindness and jellyfish vision, shouldn't blindness overrule the jellyfish vision? Well, no, because the jellyfish is actually, you're seeing it in your brain.
Yep.
Because of the cerebralness of the cerebral cloche. Is it cloche? Bunny Pandler says, there shouldn't be a 1 next to the daily dungeon. It doesn't make an adventure when you click on it. It's like Fern's Worthy Face when it gives the option to use an image. Yes, that is true. I should fix that. Cyan220 says, also, I haven't done the basement before, but that's mostly because it's just for stats, no other reward. If a carrot was put out there, I'd go get it. Even if it was meat, but especially for cool new content. Well, NS13 is going to make you happy. And it's also going to make you sweat, going to make you move.
Dun, 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 dun. Wait, that's everybody dance now. How does going to make your sweat go?
I don't know.
Probably very, very similar.
Wait, I thought I was quoting the Led Zeppelin. Going to make, hey, hey, mom, won't you go in a booth? Going to make you sweaty. Make you smooth.
Make you smooth?
Yeah, well, I had to rhyme something with booth. Because that's a song about how exciting it is to vote. Oh, you know what I did on Friday? I went and saw Jake Johansson at the comedy club. Why don't I remember anything? Man, there was something wrong with me. Yeah, I went and saw Jake Johansson, who's pretty much the funniest stand-up comic that I'm aware of. I actually met him, which was cool.
Oh, nice.
And I got a couple autographed CDs, and I asked him, which, now that I think about it, he's probably really sick of being asked about this. Like, hey, you know that special you did 12 years ago that was funnier than all your stuff now? Is that ever going to come out on DVD or anything? And turns out it is. And then I'll buy it. So right now I have like a third generation copy of a copy of a copy on VHS. The good old days of analog when you lost the quality by copying stuff. You kids, you don't know from travail. Piracy doesn't mean anything when you do it. We had to hook up 2 VCRs. And sometimes it didn't work. I forgot about that. This didn't have Macrovision because it was something that was taped off of television. They never actually released. It was Jake Johansson's HBO comedy special called This'll Take About an Hour. It was never released in any form that you could purchase, I guess. But apparently, he has control of it. He has the master. He is the master of his own destiny, as well as the master of his own master. And the DVD release is awaiting only it to be broken up into chapters. Huzzah.
I don't think I've ever heard any Jake Johansson, so...
I'll loan you the CDs. They're actually... I was kind of disappointed. The routines are relatively similar. Like, his act hasn't changed a whole lot over the last... They're like 4 years or 5 years between the releases of the CDs. I saw him about a year ago, and then I saw him, you know, a couple days ago, and I would say that half of his routine was new material. The other half was, you know, sort of refinement of stuff from the old routines. But, you know, that's, I wonder what it's like to be a stand-up comic.
Were there any good subroutines?
There were some good subroutines. None of them believed in users, so they were sent to the game grid. Mm-hmm. Gorblack says, the Insta trophy is ours! Up yours, dev team! Well, thanks. I guess that's what we get for giving you some new content. Is a heartfelt up yours.
You forgot the Make 7, dude.
Yep. Oh, I forgot that I have to carefully file this receipt for the 15 cents I spent at the post office today for postage due on two items. Because we got to write this off. I've already written off the post office. Ron mis-PM something to me. It's a Radio Bugbear. That's great.
Plenty's more.
LavaMan58 says, could we name the Mini Moon the Yam Burglar? Because who among us can say that they don't enjoy pilfering yams? I can.
I prefer to get my yams through legal channels. Yeah, like one of the channels on my digital cable is all yam all the time. It's awesome.
I don't like yams at all. I've never had sweet potatoes prepared in a way that wasn't just disgusting to me. Like, potatoes aren't supposed to be sweet. I like my potatoes to be savory. Like, I wouldn't eat regular potatoes covered with brown sugar. And I don't think anybody else would either.
Yeah, but a yam is naturally more sweet.
Yeah, well, okay.
So you enhance the sweetness, and it becomes concerned with you, and then it's tasty.
Your mom enhances the sweetness. I'm down with the sweetness. I like cranberry sauce. But I don't know, man. Like, typically, I don't like anything that you serve with dinner that has marshmallows in it. Like, ambrosia salad, I could do without. One thing I like is orange Jell-O with carrot, like shredded carrots in it. Like,
right.
That's
what
really tasty, but
if you put
marshmallows on top of it, I just don't want it.
Yeah, but they also have that weird, assy undertaste.
What?
I don't like carrots at all.
Assy undertaste,
fuck
huh?
Fuck carrots, man.
Well, I'm a big fan of carrots. I used to just, like, eat entire carrots as a snack when I was a kid. You know, I liked everything that kids aren't supposed to like. I liked spinach. Yeah, Brussels sprouts are fucking good. I never actually had them when I was a kid because they weren't something that... I don't really understand why. I can't imagine they weren't something that you could, like, grow in a garden where I live, but my grandma never grew them. And most of the vegetables we got came from my grandma's gigantic garden and her cannery, which was actually her kitchen. Yeah, Yodo says, be honest, is Hank's built on an Indian burial ground? Something like that.
Oh, that's the next thing that needs to happen to Hank, is a haunting.
Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, will there ever be more to the Einstein? Right now all it does is let us drink six beers with one click. That's not quite all it does. Yeah, it's not equivalent to drinking six beers individually. Bahu says, why can't I ascend, or why can I ascend with an angry goat? A sheep, sure, but since when did goats get into Valhalla? Ho-ho. I get it. It's because the goat plays his panpipes and drinks his wine, like Jeremiah, only he's not so incomprehensible.
I don't think I can improve on that at all.
Bahu says, why doesn't the yellow snow cone use the same graphic as the real ones? Not even the newbies fall for it when I stick it in with a batch of real snow cones. If there had been a light-colored snow cone in the other batch, like the abominable snow cone, then it would have had the same picture. The abominable snow cone, the ice is just white. The other ones are dark colored.
I think I agree. I think it works better as a change.
Oh. You guys and your nonsense. Things that are yellow shouldn't be black in black and white. like Tiger Woods.
It's dark yellow.
Oh, dark yellow. Yeah, I guess the color of a very dense urine. And my apologies to Tiger Woods and all Asians and all blacks. But not the New Zealand all blacks.
How about boot blacks?
Only if they've lifted themselves up by their own boot straps.
Okay. And then they get the bill for having to lift themselves up by their own boot straps.
So, Captain Ocelot says, the huge mirror shard did not protect me when carried in my offhand. Tell me, is this something you're going to change at some time? That's apparently it's punctuated like Shatner. I don't know if it was supposed to sound like Shatner, but it did. Yeah, actually, I keep meaning to fix that, or I don't know that that's really a fix, but I keep meaning to change it so that it works like that, and I have yet not yet. Well, I mean, the wand works in the offhand, so why wouldn't the shard? You know, I mean, that's the one argument for it that I'm just like, okay, yeah, that's pretty compelling. and, you know, I like the fact that the wand works in the offhand because that means that, you know, seal clubbers get an advantage against the sorceress. Like disco bandits do with the double-fisted funk slinging. Or, you know, double-elbowed funk slinging. I forget what it's actually. Dalgar says, will you ever add a not modifier to mall searches so that we could look for something like potion minus pixel? I don't know. I don't know how complex that's going to get. We have been talking about making some changes to that, and that's probably something that'll happen before too long once one of us gets a bug up our ass to make it a little more convenient, a little. I think it could do with some simplification, and I'm all about simplifying things in a way that adds features. Dalgar says there's no space between two blocked items when finding the Boner Dagon. That needs to be fixed. This is a show, since I'm not writing anything down, this is one that I'm going to have to listen to remind me to do the things that I said that I should do during the show. Yep. or just look at Zalan's transcript.
Just the way that Jake speaks, it's really hard to tell when he's done. Like, you don't usually stop saying something so much as just kind of trail off. And I don't know when it's okay to jump in. Maybe we need some kind of flag system.
You can always jump in.
Yeah, we just hold up the yellow flag to say something.
I don't care if you interrupt me. I mean, I interrupt you all the time.
Oh, okay. Bunny Bandler says, my friend and I are having an argument on the correct pronunciation of Baron Rothlim Fowl. Do people at the office pronounce it differently? I think they do, but I wrote that, and I'm going to say officially it is Rothlim Fowl.
Yeah, I say Rothlim Fowl when I say it. Yeah, same deal. But I like when we're talking about it, we usually just say the Baron or the Baron Quest or the Baron Mind. That if we're Baron, all the time we would normally spend raising our children, we could spend working on the Baron Quest. wow, I got the green vines in my Virginie, by which I mean. A frog in my throat. some urban legend about an old woman who goes into the hospital complaining of the green vines in her virginie, and it turns out she'd stuck a potato into her vagina to keep her uterus from falling out. But it's one of those things that I think is not true. I don't feel like the potato would actually grow vines in such an inhospitable environment to anything other than sperm and babies, yeah.
What, a damp and warm environment?
Well, with no light? And it's pretty acidic.
That's true. Only if you're Jewish.
Oh!
The acidic Jew joke is one that I just never grow tired of.
Yep, it's one that will never, it's never possible to grow tired of.
Yeah, so although there were the potato in the vagina might be some kind of urban legend, but there actually was a woman who put earthworms under her skin.
What?
Like, this homeless woman who had friends who were earthworms, and she just, like, cut little holes in her arms and legs and let them crawl inside. And she got taken to the hospital because she kept saying she had worms in her skin, and they were going to put her on antipsychotics until they saw, like, the black arm.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really gross, and yeah.
The reenactment on the Learning Channel was really educational. It's like, yeah, so that's what it would look like if you were crazy and put worms under your skin.
That's
I learned
really
something every time I watch that.
Really awful. O'Grady says, puppy smashing could be like the lemonade game. You would control supply and demand. When your puppy supply melts in the hot sun, you would need to buy another bag full. Yeah. We should invent puppy juice stand as a little flash game. Yeah. O'Grady says, how can a player like myself endear myself to you myself like the Gunrun or Gleebs? I love the JNS show. I don't know that the Gunrun or Gleebs are really endeared to us so much as...
See, I don't think of the Gunrun and Gleebs as on the same...
Yeah, I don't actually... I mean, I know that Gleebs sends in a lot of questions, and they maybe tend towards joke instead of real question, but I don't think of him on the same...
With all due respect to the Gunrun, I mean, Gleebs doesn't tend to fire off the first 50 things that come into his mind when he's sitting there in idle. So, yeah.
Yep. Someone else says, why get rid of the Sorceress and the Bodybuilder? Why not make them drop stuff like Gnollish Wand or Gnollish Dumbbells or Gnollish Toothpaste? Why would either of the two of those have toothpaste when any of the other Gnolls didn't? We were sitting around trying to figure out which one of us actually did that and why. Yeah, we came to the conclusion that it was Xenopho, but we're not sure why, and maybe it was just to kind of tune that down a little bit. I am a little sad to lose the attack text for them. I think maybe that we could look at them and maybe combine those into fewer...
Bodybuilding sorcerers?
Well, no. We could... Like, the bodybuilder himself was not particularly interesting, but it could be like a... The bodybuilder could be lifting a barbell made of tires. Mm. Or juggling tires that were secretly barbells. So it turns out he's a bodybuilder, too, so those attack texts can go in there. Yeah. Someone else says, more variety of shirts in the game would be nice. The most obvious choice would be a Pixel shirt or something. Maybe a Cloaca/Dyspepsia shirt, Cerebral Cloak, white satin shirt. The thing about shirts is that I don't want them dropping for people who can't wear them, which makes it a little goofy. I mean... for like a Pixel shirt, that would, it's not just like we can do it as an item drop, it would require hard coding checking for the shirt skill in a lot of places, and so it just really hasn't been focused on them. I agree, it's a bit of an underutilized equipment slot, but maybe that'll be a Tuesday edition one of these days. We'll decide we're just going to add a bunch more shirts.
Did all of the shirts that were written for the initial run end up getting put in?
I think almost all of them. There might be two or three that were written but haven't been put in. I think because they relied on adventures in zones that don't currently have any adventures. Hmm. And I want to avoid messing with the distributions without actually making things more interesting.
Right.
There's probably a few that are still written that are being sat upon. Anime Lasagna says, are you going to make it so that if you haven't eaten anything, you get more drunkenness from each drink you drink? No. That'd be a little too mean. LPW says, when you're in the sleazy back alley, shouldn't the game check to see if you have 500 meat before asking if you want the sex change? Well, no, because it doesn't take away the turn, and if you don't have 500 meat, why would it not give you the ability to, like, say you don't want the sex change that day? It's not like it takes away the meat without you trying. And if you don't spend the meat, I don't think it uses an adventure either. So, I mean, it's just...
I don't think there's any RPG that works like that. Where they don't offer you stuff you can't afford.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing is that, it's nice for newbies to know that that's available even before they have 500 meat. Mm.
Maybe if you only have 250 meat, you wake up halfway through and you get an angry inch.
Ba-dum-bum-sh.
There's some kind of effect that
lasts. Yeah, because that's what I want, is more references to that bullshit. Maybe I should watch it again.
Maybe you should.
Maybe you should watch Moulin Rouge again.
I like Moulin Rouge.
Okay, fine.
I'm just really surprised that you do.
Oh, well, fine. Maybe my wife should watch Moulin Rouge again.
Yeah, that'll show me.
Oh, I forget. There's what's something you give me crap about that I like and you don't? The B-52s?
Yep.
Maybe you should listen to more Fred Schneider.
I can still.
Yeah,
I can still hear him when I close my ears, okay?
He's kind of half assed. Mr. Tim of Tim 3 says, what happens if you're in battle whilst rollover happens? I believe that the fight gets evaporatized.
Yeah,
the table just gets truncated that contains current fights, and so yeah, it's like the fight just ends. You neither win nor lose, and you don't lose the adventure. You know what, though? That's going to lead to some interesting issues. If we do the whole thing where monsters can give you effects that last one turn, because basically that would allow us to, you know, have a monster give you an effect that lasted only for the duration of that combat, which would be pretty interesting. But if you got one of those and then rollover happened, you would wake up and have that effect outside of combat.
For one turn,
yeah. That'd be interesting. I mean, I guess we could just make a list of those effects and nuke them all at rollover, and it would be no... Yeah, they would... Then they would be. I mean, it wouldn't be like... You know, you wouldn't get, like, Maraschino Moxiosity for one adventure in combat. People are going to be so mad about what we're going to do with the Eddies. And, just saying. Not really. Glebe says... Thanks for nerfing my homeopathic healing powder and my cow lamp.
Did you end up nerfing it?
No. No, I didn't do anything to it. There was a report that stopped working.
I haven't touched it.
Yeah. I think there might be a bug, and I think the bug might be that if you fail to consume a stat booster, it still nukes the flag.
Probably, yeah.
So, I mean, that'd be... Yeah. And I mean, the thing is, we're aware that the homeopathic powder works if you multi-use the stat boosters, but it's not that big of a deal, right? I mean, because, you know, you are kind of using them all at once. It is sort of a single event that does that, and it's like, it's not that exploitable, and it's kind of neat if you know about it and can take advantage of it. You know, I can see why people, given the way that I tend to think about stuff like this and do stuff like this, would think that that's a bug. And it wasn't exactly anticipated, but we just kind of talked it over and decided it's not a big deal. Lieutenant Trachea says, how about a gnomish effect that puts G's in front of N's in chat?
That would be really annoying.
It would be. My problem with it is that it would also occasionally be very annoying, because... It's not every N is going to make sense to have it there.
I mean, with the gnomes themselves, it never comes out on every N, too.
Well, yeah, it certainly wouldn't come out on every N, because that would be very annoying.
Ashlon says, after getting tired of all the apocalyptic ramblings in the forums of what everyone suspects is going to happen tomorrow or the next day, Zomgen S13 tomorrow, can you please tell everyone what is not going to come out in the next 2 or 3 weeks so they'll quit acting like headless chickens? P.S. any chance we can get some licorice in game so I can make a licorice whip to whip your ass? That does not sound at all appealing, so no. That's an interesting thing. He's asking not what is going to come out in the next 2 or 3 weeks, but what is not going to come out. I don't know. Like, I got bothered a little bit by just the endless speculation, like a 12-page thread about the scaffolding. You know, it seems a little silly, but I decided that, you know, people are excited, and that's cool, and they can write whatever the hell they want, and that's good that they're excited.
People who are expecting something really, really huge are going to be disappointed. I mean, the thing is, what's rolling out, like, it's like Crimbo. People, there was a thread in the forums complaining about the construction process and the scaffolding and stuff, and like, why don't they just roll it out already? And, you know, people were super pissed about the actual Crimbo present because they were expecting the lead-in event to just amount to something just super spectacular. But the thing is, the Crimbo event was the event. It wasn't the present. You know, I mean, the thing that I worked real hard on to give you guys for Christmas, and the thing that, you know, everybody here has worked hard on to give you guys this observatory and everything, that is the content, you know? The yield of it, the ultimate outcome of it, I mean, like I said, if you're expecting it to be something as big as the event itself, then you're going to be disappointed. It's not a lead-in to NS13. NS13 will probably have the same kind of lead-in that Ascension did, which is to say that it's too big of a change for us to work it into some kind of event. It's just going to be like we take the game down for a while, and when it comes up again, it's different. I mean, you know, comparing it to other MMOs, like, NS13 is not going to be something like, you know, the Christmas event in World of Warcraft or the Halloween events in EverQuest or whatever. It's going to be more like a patch, you know, where you go to log on one day and you can't play because they're working on it. Yeah. You know, so it's, I mean, you guys, you know, either saw what Ascension rolled out like, and it's still going to be a while. I'm not sure that it's either important or possible for NS13 to roll out before Comic-Con. I think that NS13 is going to be what we're working on during the big push leading up to Comic-Con, but, you know, Hot Stuff's assessment is that we don't want to get a whole bunch of new people playing the game at Comic-Con and then have them come in and then everything suddenly changes. My assessment is that we have a month before any of them, even the hardest core or most spoiler-seeky ones, are going to even get to anything that really changes because of it, so this is not a big deal.
I'd have to agree with you on that.
Yeah, I mean, and even if it wasn't, it wouldn't be a big deal. I mean, I can see that, like, I honestly feel like getting a bunch of new people in and then having the game, you know, making it clear to them that the game is in active development is gonna excite them, because I really feel like that's why people like KOL in general, is because it's constantly being worked on, you know. And it's just, I don't know. We are, I sent the money down the, down the ether wires today for 3 new web servers to be purchased. So, yeah, there should be a... How's what?
Have we started DNS yet?
No. That probably... The DNS... we're also... Every time there's some fuck-up at Network Solutions, our DNS quits working because we're using their DNS. And also, they only let you set up, like, 8 host names, and once you have 8, you have to, like, call them and put in a work order to add new ones. The only reason it's like that is because their web interface will only put 8 fucking fields on there. And there's just no reason for it. So anyway, we're gonna switch over to doing our own DNS. For those of you who know what that is, that might be a little bit interesting to you. But that's going to happen at the same time as the new servers are put in, since it would have to be redone when those were added anyway. So we will be moving to a model where we have 8 web servers instead of 5. So there should be significantly better response on all of the boxes, even if we get the kind of response that we think might happen after Comic-Con. Which is to say, a flush of new players equivalent to being posted on some relatively well-read blog, like happens sometimes. I ordered the Legos to make our sign.
We're making a sign out of Legos?
Not out of Legos, but we're making a sign that has moving parts, and I figured the best way to make a little sort of machine that converts battery power into things that move back and forth and spin in circles is to use, like, Technics Legos. So, yeah. That's going to be interesting, building that thing. I've decided that I want to do it myself. Which may be a bad decision, but yeah, we got cleared for the variants, so you're not allowed to have any, like, you're not allowed to have, like, walls on the side of your booth or anything taller than 8 feet tall unless you get special clearance. And we asked if we could have this sign up at 12 feet tall, and they said yes. And we asked if we could have walls up to, like, most of the sides of the booth, and they said yes. So they make you request, like, specific wall configurations and stuff so that they can, like, put you next to other people who want that, so that your walls aren't, like, interfering with their line of sight and stuff. This has been an interesting experience getting ready for Comic-Con. It's just incredibly chaotic, and it makes it really surprising that Comic-Con was anything other than just, like, a bunch of monkeys throwing shit at each other last year.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that anything came together, the fact that not only did any of them have their shit together to the extent which you're required to have your shit together to make it happen, but everyone did. Like, I don't know. Also, Comic-Con is mostly staffed by volunteers, so there are a lot of things where it's like, all right, these forms are due by the 6th, and they will be available on our website on midnight on the 4th, and maybe we'll email you and maybe we won't.
Yeah.
Like, hey, thanks, guys. But, you know. I'm getting excited about Derek Comic-Con. And
That's gonna be a hoot and a nanny, and
it's also gonna be just a grueling amount of work and stress.
Yeah.
It's like
big fat shit little work, but
yeah. But yeah, I don't know.
Jess and Delania have pretty much said we want to man the booth and we want to take the money and handle it because we're twitchy that way, so why don't we do that and you guys can kind of wander around the exhibition hall.
Ooh.
They're like, wow, that's horrible.
Yeah, I'm going to, we have the hotel room nearby for periodic disappearances and whiskey breaks. And them's the whiskey breaks.
And that's the way the whiskey breaks.
Let's see what I got from the B-52s. I've got a greatest hit CD.
Grading hits.
All the guts are gone.
All right, I'm going to play like 10 minutes worth of music. I think we got this Channel Z, and we got some Deadbeat Club, which is a really fucking good song. And then we'll play Rome, which is the one with no Fred Schneider.
Yay.
So we got actually like 13 or 14 minutes of music. And I'm going to take a little walk around.
Oh, all right.
So we'll see you kids in a bit.
I am living on Channel Z.
What for?
I'm trying to think.
I could talk, I'm a mile a minute.
Hey, and we're back. Sorry, wasn't quite ready for that again. Although this time it wasn't just because I was off pooping or something. It was because I was working. No, for serious. I was working at pooping. I gotta say, guys, I'm not quite sure about your choice of the whole prison-grade toilet paper.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that's an artifact of you having done your shopping at MaxiMart, and that maybe I could bring over some good toilet poop. Huh. Wow. So, you like the kind that's rough and tough and doesn't take any shit off Indians?
I like to scrape it all out of there.
Huh. Maybe you should get like a putty knife instead of toilet paper. Anyway. Yeah, so working on all the stuff that I want to get done before I go away for 10 days or however long. I don't know how long it is. Wow, it's actually, yeah, like 10 days. 10 or 11. That's ridiculous. And then we'll get back and it'll be just like it was a month ago. Mr. Skullhead won't be here. But also, Zlyania won't be here. So everything will fall apart.
Yep.
But I'll be here, damn it. With whiskey and piss and vinegar.
I really think you need to get a jarro to drink your whiskey out of.
Yeah.
Maybe Al Jarro, if he's not busy.
Or Al Franken.
Yeah, you're right. Well, why would he be busy?
Maybe like a baby food jar. Like a real jar would be too big for me to drink whiskey out of. Oh.
Like a mason jar? You don't have to fill it.
Well, I know, but I mean, I like the... This I have no idea where this glass came from. I think it's Xenophobes, but it's just this sort of very simple pentagonal glass. It's like something that came with a gift set of booze or something. This is
my mom gave me an older
Ah, so they're from some Crown Royal promotion. But this is just the perfect glass. I need to find one of these to use at home to drink my whiskey out of, because it's much better than a jarro. Wax pole the daddy hole.
All right.
I have no idea what those words are to that song.
They're kind of, aren't they just kind of nonsense, like the Irish equivalent of scat singing? Yeah.
Huh. Not the Irish equivalent of coprophagy, which is scat eating instead of scat singing.
Right.
Coprophagy. I one time spent a lot of time just clicking on the Merriam-Webster pronunciation of coprophagy over and over and over again because it was funny. It's weird that, you know, being into coprophagy makes you a coprophage. I guess that's not that weird.
No.
But the, you know, the pronunciation. It's like, I like things like that. I like things that are pronounced differently than other things.
Yeah, almost.
I like everything except homophones and homosexuals.
You homophobe?
I'm homophobic. Homophonic. Homophony. Cacophony. Ah, words are fun, kids. Yeah, I recommend you get some immediately. All right, so where were we? We were at this Lieutenant Trachea question. I like the name Lieutenant Trachea.
Hmm. I have no complaints about it.
Aspartame says, I noticed earlier that if you use remote form submission to force it to pick a non-existent choice on the Choose Your Path in the Spooky Woods, it'll cancel it without taking the adventure. Huh, that is a bug. Aspartame says, because that's the only adventure with two parts, and it cancels the normal way, but no adventure loss because it's canceling the first part of the adventure, which has no loss. All right.
So stop doing that.
Yeah. The Gunrun says,
when I break the game.
Hey, guys, it's the end of school for me, and everyone is into yearbook signing and such. What did you guys write in people's yearbooks during your high school years? I didn't have any friends, so nobody ever asked me to sign their yearbook.
You know, the first yearbook that you signed of mine before we really were, you know, the coherent unit that we are now, was Josh is cool, he does not drool, enough of this, I must go piss. Sorry, Zach Johnson.
Huh.
Yep.
I wrote you a poem and then I apologized for it. That's really sweet. I wrote a lot of, it's been a year, have a summer.
I tended to either write some random quote or like a paragraph of, remember all of the awesome things we did, like this thing and that thing and this thing. But,
well, famous people sign your yearbook. That's interesting. What would it, would the yearbook be from a school that you went to, or just so you go to the Salvation Army and find a yearbook?
Just no, you just go to the last day of school at some high school and beat up some dork and take it.
Yeah, somebody who hasn't gotten any signings yet.
I wonder if you can just. Well, let me rephrase that. I wonder how much suspicion you would arouse with the authorities if you asked a high school if you could just get a copy of their yearbook.
Why? Hit list. I mean, curiosity. The Gun Run asks how old we were when we first started to drive. I got my permit, I think, as soon as you were allowed to, and my dad made me go get my license on my 16th birthday, even though I didn't want to.
Yeah, I got my license on my 16th birthday. And if you had asked when I learned to drive, I would have to say around 18, but I did get my license and start driving when I was 16.
I had a couple. I got pulled over and got a ticket the first time I ever drove a car by myself. I was like a block from my house, and I got pulled over, and this looked really terrible because I was going. My dad was like, "Hey, now that you can drive, why don't you go get my paycheck from my office?" I'm like, oh, great. I mean, I was really excited about it because it was the first time I'd ever driven by myself, you know? So I'm on my way to the juvenile probation office, and I get pulled over, and the cop says, "Where are you headed?" And I'm like, oh, over to the juvenile probation office, which, okay. But he pulled me over because the fucking car dealership that my dad had, there was like a used 1980 Cadillac DeVille that my dad had bought, and the car dealership had put the temporary sticker on the side window instead of in the back, and apparently that's illegal. And they were like, you don't have a license plate. And I'm like, oh, it's got the temporary thing. That's supposed to be in the back window. And I'm like, okay. You know, you'd think the car dealership would have known about that, but yeah, sucked. Gleeb says, are the Limburger biker boots a reference to the Black Sabbath song Fairies Wear Boots? Riff? No, but now it is, yes. Vash Orion says, how awesome do you think FPS games will be on the Wii? I don't like FPSs on consoles at all. I don't feel that an FPS can really be played with anything other than WASD and mouse.
I don't know, I think being able to point your gun just by pointing the controller would make it so that I could actually play them, because that would mean you'd be doing a natural action and then you'd have the walking on the little joystick thing.
My problem with the Wii controller, thinking about it, I mean the Revolution controller, thinking about it, is that, you know, I like House of the Dead, you know, where you are at an arcade and you're holding up a piece of plastic so that you can play a video game. But I can only play it for like 20 minutes before my arms get tired, you know, because it's like hard to just hold your arm out for 20 minutes. And if the Wii requires you to do all that, I mean, I really feel like it's just kind of discouraging long-term play of games. I mean, surely they've thought of that. Surely they've done some testing and it's like not always like that or whatever. I saw a video of somebody playing the Mario game at E3, and it was like there were certain things, there would be like a bell on the screen, and you would have to switch the controller's orientation in your hand and like wave the controller back and forth or something. Like, you weren't always waving the remote control around. A lot of the time it was just resting and you were using it to push buttons, so maybe that's not that big of a deal. I mean, there was this arcade game at the bowling alley that my mom used to go to all the time that was like a sword, it was like a samurai game where the controller was the sword handle, and you'd stand in front of it like a DDR machine and like swing the thing back and forth and the sword blade on the screen would move, and that was really cool, but it was also just like, for an arcade game which you're only going to play for 10 or 15 minutes, sure, but like, I don't know. They, I guess somebody at E3 was like, there will pretty much definitely be a lightsaber fighting game.
Ooh.
Like a Star Wars licensed one, which, you know, could be cool, but again, man, my wife and I played all the way through the newest House of the Dead game, the one where you have the, like, machine gun, and I ended up with this just retarded blister on my finger from holding the game, like, holding this vibrating piece of plastic up for, like, the half an hour it took us to play.
Yeah, that happens to me a lot.
Really? You get a blister from holding up a vibrating piece of plastic for a half an hour?
Yep.
Ah, yeah.
Your mom is hard to satisfy.
I know. I mean...
Oh!
I mean, damn it.
So that's why you have a trunk full of amps.
But I'm...
You motherfucker.
Jedi Kiddo says, will familiars ever be transferable between terrariums? I'm guessing probably not. We periodically toss around the idea, but... almost certainly, it will either be an incredibly rare occurrence or a just a never-happens occurrence.
It seems like that would cause some of the things that we've tried to avoid with making a bunch of Mr. Store familiars into the economy again.
Yep. Dawson C. says, real quick question. The Oxygenarian tattoo is called All I Need Is the Air That I Breathe. Is that a Trick Turner reference? No, it's a... I don't know what that song is. It was some song my mom listened to when I was a kid. All I need is the air that I breathe. And something, something, something. It's like, I want to say it's Air Supply, but that's obviously just a misfire.
Anyways,
Trick Turner might have supplemented it, by which I mean sampled it.
It's by the Hollies.
By the Hollies.
Like, yeah. Those guys.
Zooch says, how is it possible for the moons to be dark on the left for Ronald and the right for Grimace at the same time? Because Grimace is not... Grimace is actually made of this strange refractive material that sometimes acts as a mirror and sometimes acts as a lens. Yeah. Saul of Tarsus says, we see tracks in town, but no meat train. Was there or will there be one? No. Neither. They built those tracks as like a public works project during the Great Depression of...
where everybody was just really bummed out.
Yeah, everybody was really sad. So I think it was Emperor Yor in the days of Yor created a program of public works that mostly were just like, hey, you know, why don't you build some pointless train tracks? Yeah, exactly. I mean, that was sort of what they did here in this country. Except, you know, instead of making some useless railroad tracks, we made Hoover Dam. You know, but what's that ever done for us apart from create a giant lake? You know, I have to say that I've never been as impressed with humanity as a species as I was when I flew over Hoover Dam and just look at this gigantic body of water that just wasn't there until we built this giant dam. And I'm like, the fact that you can see this shit from space, like, I mean, because, you know, my planes fly through space. And that's where I am when I'm in a plane, because I always drop acid before I get to the airport. Mr. Skull is not paying attention.
No. Say something interesting.
Yeah, I was trying. I was talking about drugs and being on a space plane.
Ooh.
A snake's plane.
I do think that we should do what I had pushed for us to do with the train tracks, which is just have like a X number of pixels wide zone where if you click it, you get hit by a train. Like, you stand on the tracks. Are they moose tracks or deer tracks? Deer tracks or moose tracks? And then you just get hit by a train and lose all your hit points. That'd be beautiful.
Kozlo says, you butter believe it.
Oh.
Shima says, I've already unlocked a hidden temple, but I still have an uncompleted spooky temple map. Is there any reason for me to go through the quest, or should I go ahead and ascend? I mean, if you go ahead and ascend, then you'll just get rid of that map. There was the fact that we changed that quest made it so some people's items got into kind of a goofy state. So, yeah. Unless it doesn't consume the map when you use it. But I think it does. Mr. Chipmunk says, what is Scully? Scully, I think you should answer this.
What is Scully? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. That's all I got.
Barstool says, what's my favorite TMBG song? I don't know. When you asked me that, I immediately thought, See the Constellation.
Huh. Mine tends to vacillate between some of the unreleased tracks. Like, I really like Since Around and the She Was a Hotel Detective. And We've Got a World That Swings.
Weep Day is probably my favorite unreleased track.
Yeah, Weep Day is really good.
We got Feared Al checking in. That's apparently who's taking over for us after this. I never look at the schedule, Nomo. No, wait a minute. Yeah? Yes. Feared Al. Okay. I got to look at it. The other one, I'm like, you're not Merrick. The Gun Run, I think, asked us how long we were with our first girlfriends and why did it end. This is a decent Monday question. My first girlfriend was in college. I was with her for like 3 months, and it ended because she had another boyfriend back home, and I got tired of it. And then she broke up with him like a week later after I broke up with her. So I was like, damn it!
What's the criteria for girlfriend?
I don't know.
Like, I had a girlfriend for like 2 months in sixth grade.
Yeah, you know, I guess I had a girlfriend for a few months in eighth grade. Somebody that I would have referred to as my girlfriend.
That relationship fizzled because she had an offer to date someone cooler.
I mean, mine was because she moved to Kentucky.
Wow.
And so started dating her brother.
Right.
Not really. I think she was sad that I didn't want to, at the age of 12, pursue a long-distance relationship. That was before the internet. It would have been a lot easier if we could have cybered.
Yeah.
Because I guess we would have been, like, cyber holding hands. And, yeah. Jack Vermicelli says, I was doing a little tooling around on Google Earth. Is the Banner Desert Medical Center where they're studying the Hulk these days?
Yeah. No, it's the one that he built with all the money that he stole from bank vaults when he was the Hulk. Just sometimes he'd just wake up, you know, in the ripped t-shirt and everything, and ripped shorts, and he'd just have a whole bunch of money stuffed up his ass.
Why would he stuff it up his ass?
So he would have it even if he lost his shorts.
Yeah, but then if he turned back into David Banner, it would be like wedged in his colon and it'd be too big to get out.
So do you think the Hulk has a bigger asshole than... The Hulk is a bigger asshole than David Banner, really, but...
Yeah. Well, I mean, everything else was bigger. I mean, he has certainly a higher pain tolerance. Although I guess David Banner was a doctor, so he could perform surgery on himself.
So who would win in a fight between...
The Hulk or the Hulk's weight in bees?
That's a lot of bees.
Oh, in bees. Okay. Yeah, that would be a lot of bees. That'd be, like, that'd be a volume of bees much, much larger than the Hulk himself, because bees are so not dense. What's a word that means smart. The opposite of dense and is one word?
Smart.
Undense. Wakeful Dreamer says, do you guys take requests? Why, would you like to request that we stop talking? Sniology says, I love the reference to Half-Life you now have. That has to be my second or third line of the whole Half-Life universe. Oh, right, the forget about Freeman that I put into the Lieutenant Freeman thing. Yeah, I like Half-Life a lot. I really, just really like that entire series. I think they can make a good movie as long as the main character never ever spoke.
Oak Gan says, hey guys, why don't you edit the temporal rift so one could travel via telephone booth? We need more Bill and Ted / Doctor Who. That's a cool idea for telephone booth, but I really want a telephone booth. Just like either footwear that can be used as a phone or a British trunk to put on my cell phone. That'd be great. Yeah, the Maxwell Smart thing, because, you know, I can put my flip that close to my head.
I don't think I've ever seen an episode of Get Smart.
It was pretty funny back in the day.
Apparently, Grok the Mad's wife has gotten a tattoo. And it is a tattoo of a bugbear. Ah, how sweet.
Wow. Derpish says, hey, JNS, I think you should create another area that disappears like the Pickle Factory. It'd be the ever-elusive female orc chasm where the female orcs hang out. That's almost too good for us to steal.
Yeah, I mean, also, I mean, there is such a thing as a Pickle Factory. But I don't want to perpetuate the myth of the female orgasm.
Yeah.
Just saying. Velman Uni says, I'm 50 pages away from finishing Atlas Shrugged, and I love the book. Have y'all read it? And if so, what do you think? I've never read it or any Ayn Rand.
Neither have I.
Or Ayn Rand. Or I've been told that I would like... Well, I'll tell you. I've been told in my more cynical moments that I would like Ayn Rand's objectivism or whatever. Is it objectivism?
Populism.
But that's just because I believe that... I believe that it's possible for one person to be better than another person at something, which is apparently just a horrible asshole thing to believe. But, you know, that's just me. What do you think, Mr. Scully? Do you think anybody's better at anything than anybody else?
No, I think that everyone is equally skilled at everything, which is why I'm going to now start performing brain surgery.
Oh, good idea. I trust you to perform brain surgery on me. Because, you know, if you put your mind to it, you could do it. Yeah. You can do anything.
I actually think that self-esteem is the worst thing to happen to education ever.
I completely agree.
Once they started playing games where there are no winners and losers,
Yeah, that's...
Let's like, all run around and kick a ball for a while, and then we all feel good about ourselves.
Like, I saw a Slashdot article talking about... it was talking about how more and more people in college are, like, using Adderall and, like, ADD medication to, like, study for tests and stuff so that they'll do better. And somebody posted, this just perpetuates the idea that education is somehow competitive and that there are winners and losers. But, I mean, it just sort of is and needs to be in order for it to mean anything. I mean, when I first went to college, I lost, and I failed out of college because I lost, because I was not, you know, I just didn't work hard enough, you know, and like, I don't know, it pisses me off that if I didn't have this, and I was relying on the kind of job that my bachelor's degree would give me, I would be making like $25,000 a year, because a fucking four-year degree doesn't mean anything anymore, because a high school diploma doesn't mean anything anymore, because they just force kids out the door of high schools whether they're good enough to graduate or not. It's like, there's a test that basically tests your ability to read a paragraph and understand, like, 2 points that it tries to make, and... We cannot get a law in the books that says you have to pass that test to graduate from high school, because nobody's like, well, no, you know, what if you don't speak English? Well, then you don't get a high school degree. You know, if you can't read, you shouldn't be able to graduate from high school. If you can't write at a fifth grade level, you shouldn't be able to graduate from high school.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I would say that people who can't read and write in English, I'm not that concerned about. So give them the fucking test in Spanish, or, you know, Vietnamese or South Zimbabwean, but give them the test.
Honestly, though, it is a requirement of U.S. citizenship that you speak English, and I don't feel like... I mean, yes, I understand that in a place like this, it is an asshole move to not allow bilingual education in public schools, but at the same time, it's like, you can't do that with one hand and then talk about the immigrant problem with the other hand and not understand the hypocrisy. I mean, it's like...
I usually don't talk with my hands at all.
Yeah, I know.
I talk to
no,
the
No, I'm saying the politicians
the
with the
listening.
Sock puppets, right? Who are trying to make things clearer to all of us. I mean, it's like... I mean, it's touchy, you know? It's like, I understand that the economy of the city that I live in would collapse without illegal labor, right? I think the labor should be illegal, But I don't necessarily think... I mean, I'd be all about a free charter school in Spanish that was, you know, funded by something. I don't know. I don't know who it would be funded by. Hell, maybe I would contribute some money to it, you know? But, like, just allowing the quality of public school to suffer because everything has to be bilingual, I don't know that that's really fair, you know, to the people who are actually, you know, whose parents are actually paying taxes to run the school. Because theoretically, all public services are something that we're buying for our tax money, right? I mean, it's like, you know, it's just kind of a way of redistributing wealth and redistributing resources. Yeah, I don't know. I don't have any opinions about anything anymore.
Nah.
Did you have anybody in your college classes that didn't speak English?
I had people come in when I was tutoring who could barely speak English. But some of them could still write better than my freshman comp kids.
Yeah.
So, you know, the guy from China who didn't really know how to use semicolons or articles was actually writing better than my kids in freshman comp, and he actually had an excuse. Or should I say better than my kids in
better
comp.
Than. Well, he should have had the benefit of their fantastic public education.
Of T-H-E-Y apostrophe R-E.
Yeah. Neville Dunjacobi says, hey now, fights about absolutely nothing can also be between a woman and a man, though it's usually her fault. I mean, what? Slink says, have either of you heard the Neurotic Fish cover of They're Coming to Take Me Away? If not, how do I get my totally legal copy to you? We can find it on our own. Rackham Rose says, admit it, guys, the reason the third moon cycle is so weird is because that's no moon, it's a space station. Maybe.
It's fully operational.
Goku says, what's your opinion on the Kingdom of Laoothing and their saber-toothed lemons and Devo bandits?
Did you see that?
No.
There's a petition to get rid of kingdomoflaoothing.com. And, just somebody either joking about the game and, like, obviously misspelling and typing stuff from it, or somebody who's really, really, really dumb. I'm guessing it's a joke, but I signed it before I even got to see the website, which annoyed me, so I had to sign as the real Mr. Skullhead.
Hey, Muggsy, what's the dyslexic kid's favorite piece of playground equipment? That's the saw, see? Yeah, boy, I'm going to keep making that joke over and over and over again. They have the worst and dumbest equipment, like the Knowledge Auto Plunger. Plunger. It's even worse than RuneScape. Wow, that's another quote. It's even worse than RuneScape.
Are we going to do the movie-sized poster to display at Comic-Con with all of the, every time I play this game, I get dumber and more afraid? And
yeah, that, and of all the games out there, this one is not the worst.
A boring and pointless game with no future. Just yeah. All of those reviews.
Even worse than RuneScape. Yeah, no. Alrighty. I support this position because waste of good internets, said Atomic Lobsters. Wow, this is fantastic. Kingdom of Laoothing actually is a... KingdomofLaoothing.com is another domain squatter. Why did we not have the foresight to register every possible typo of Kingdom of... Is there actually anything we could do about typo squatters? Because, I mean, if I could spend a couple $100 on a lawyer just to fuck with those people, I would probably do it.
Mistype it, they see, oh, domain squatter, I mistyped it, and they retype it.
Yeah. I don't know, though. I mean, maybe people go there, and they're like, hey, I want some Cialis. And you know, that makes those people some money. And then, damn it, they owe us that money.
I was reading recently that the people who who do stuff like that don't ever actually pay for the domains. There's some kind of period in which you can shut the domain down and reverse it, the transaction and get your money refunded. So they take like the 5 days that they can operate within that return policy and make as much money as they can, then shut it down and get their initial outlay back.
Huh. And then do it again? Or somebody else does it again?
Yeah. I mean, they're talking about companies that spend like $1 million to do thousands of them at a time. Which, geez.
Starhold says, my friend just quit KOL and he's giving me his items and meat. Is it considered as having a multi for farming? Well, no, not if you don't use him as a multi and farm. Gorblack says, when you implement that teleportitis effect, can you make an accessory that makes it intrinsic? Oh, I don't know.
Holy shit.
I don't know why you would want that, but, I mean, we could do the cursed ring of teleport. But you would be able to take it off. Alfonso Braun says, can you guys play that song, Goodbye Ruby Tuesday? Yeah, you know, why not? I think I have that.
Who could hang a name on you?
Not me. Because no. When you change with every new day, girl, I'm going to miss you. And girl, you know it's true. I do have Ruby Tuesday. That was one of the first things I converted. When I first got my stereo, my dad had me convert a bunch of his 8-tracks to cassette. Yeah. So I converted the Rolling Stones album with Ruby Tuesday on it to cassette. So I own it. It's not illegal for me to have that MP3. Quietus says, can you make it so recent events, buffs, messages, MMG, etc., show up in order of time instead of mixed up randomly? Yeah, maybe. Fred Levi says, is Fernsworthy's basement part of Fernsworthy's tower? How do you get to it from under town? Is the dungeon full of dungeons really big? No, it's just like, really, there's a really long tunnel behind that door.
Yeah. Man, I mean, Fernsworthy was kind of a mad genius, so there's really no point in speculating why he built the basement to his tower with the entrance all the way in the seaside town.
Yeah, you know, and who's to say that's the only entrance? Maybe you just haven't found the other ones yet.
And gotten the trophy for finding all 7 entrances.
Oatgan says, my dream was way better than yours. A donut shot me with a harpoon and told me to learn to play bagpipes. Lord Saline asked me if Smurf Griffin is my favorite of the Smurfs. Actually, Smurve Viachez, I think, is my favorite. Deplane, Papa Smurf, deplane. Because he always wanted him to deplane and to disembark. Detour. Gleeb says a hilarious item idea, bag of sunshine. You peek into the bag of sunshine. Ah! You acquire temporary blindness, 5 adventures. That's pretty funny, actually. And then we could make the gorillas reference. Go Dream says a silly question. How many hate mails do you get per day if you ever get any? I get one message a month where somebody's like, you fucking faggot, I hate you and your bullshit. And yeah. Zly always sends it to me, and it's funny.
I'm sorry about that, by the way.
So it was you.
I should really quit making multis just to abuse Jack when I can abuse him in real life for free. Astorana says, any possibility of a Spanish flea? Actually, that is the way that's pronounced. F-L-Y in Spanish. So they're all Spanish fleas.
Well, damn it. Okay. Somebody, I lost my shit. The Full Grimace Probe says, the Probe staff would like to inform you of our new publication, a paper that brings the real news to the kingdom. You can read it here, the-probe.livejournal.com. And I don't know whether that's any good or not, because I accidentally clicked a link and moved away from it as soon as I went there. But I'm going to tell you about it, because it's my responsibility.
I read through it. It's pretty damn funny.
I'm like Ron Burgundy. I just read anything that's put in front of me. That movie was... Yeah, like a full bottle in front of me. Cardinal says, is there any truth to the theory that Christopher Marlowe penned all of Shakespeare's plays? No, they were actually all penned by Christopher Reeve.
Yeah.
And then all the history books were rewritten because he flew around the world really fast and got it to spin backwards. Mellow Cork says, can we get a date for NS13? I don't know if it's the kind of thing you'd really want to take a date to. I mean, it's just going to be like a few hours of downtime. And Xenokilla says, Maddox is the least gay guy I know. Yeah, Maddox would like you to think he's the least gay guy that you know. Orangutan says, how long do you think the NO Ascension contest is going to last, and how long to NS13 after it finishes? Those two things are not really related.
Yeah. Listen, guys, we don't know when NS13 is going to roll out. It's a big project that we're going to work on for a while, and then we'll roll it out. We didn't really know when Ascension was going to roll out either. We just kind of, we'll roll it out when it's all done. So really asking us to speculate on that is not really going to be productive.
I mean, I will say, you know, a few months. But I'm just going to keep saying things that are true but totally uninformative. Vash Orion says, the lyric is, hey, hey, mom, said the way you move, gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove. Ba 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 da 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 da. That, I kind of like that song, actually. That's a Led Zeppelin song that I kind
of
like.
Of all the Led Zeppelin songs, it is certainly not the worst.
Madame Defarge says, Mademoiselle Defarge, would you ever consider drawing a new adult image for my beloved Cheshire Bat? I so miss the old one. I was thinking about drawing a picture of two women naked licking each other between their legs for the Cheshire Bat.
I don't think I'd fit in 30 by 30 pixels.
Well, you could fit something like that in 30 by 30 pixels. It could be an animated. Okay, I'm just gonna make a 30 by 30 animated guy that's like a spotlight that swings around some picture of two women having sex that I find, and then that's gonna be the picture for. You wouldn't be able to. That'd be interesting because you wouldn't be able to really see anything if it was just, you know, a little square of it at a time. You would have to actually put it into an image editor and, you know, track its movement to get the porn. Yeah.
Persistence of vision.
Mellowcork says, a sweet potato and a yam are different things. Well, you know, it's like Popeye said, I am what I am.
That's all that yam.
Fifor says, it can't be the yam burglar. That sucks. It should obviously be the jam burglar. Photo all Jews everywhere. King Bob says, what kind of loser eats carrots as a snack? I mean, common. They're orange is not natural for food.
I think when he said common, he meant come on.
I know.
I mean. Ow.
Mellow Cork says, furry giants deal sleaze damage, but take normal sleaze damage from you. Well, they're not sleaze. They're not elementally aligned to sleaze. They just do some sleazely stuff.
Yeah, some of their attacks are sleaze and some of them are physical.
Ponjo says, Jake, can you please post the link to the webpage where all the old Jake and Mr. Skullhead shows are now kept? It should be on Cold Front. Disco Rabbi says, are there any one-handed staffs? If not, there should be. Mysticality classes really don't get the most out of offhand item weapon combos. Well, they will as soon as we do the whole chef staff thing, which will be sometime. It'll be, my plan right now is to work real hard to get the new crafting stuff rolled out in the next couple of days, before I leave. And then, after that, there'll be a kind of a overhaul of the way smithing works, which at that point I think will put the chef stave thing in. Chef stave. Because
the chief staff?
The singular form of staves is stave. Wasamatiu says, you hard-coded the star shirt. What's different about the pixel shirt, eh? Same thing. Nothing. King Dobbs says, Hank should have a sign on it saying, I assure you we're open. That is all.
Why do I smell like shoe polish?
Vash Orion says, my friend and I just invented the word digitits. Care to define it? No.
I think it defines itself.
Fred Levi says, you added new shields but no spiked shield?
Yes.
I guess so. I was so thunderstruck by trying to figure out why that's weird.
Thunderstruck!
I was.
Turn this track!
That guy just sounds like a Muppet and a parrot had a kid. Or maybe Rod Stewart and a parrot.
Kuroshi says, Jick, is Phoenix ever going to be on the radio? Yes, tomorrow night. Phoenix and Nama will do their Love and Loathing show, which is totally awesome. Everyone should listen to it.
What time of night is that?
11 o'clock.
Oh, that's why I never hear it.
Yeah, well, because Nama's shift is super late and superlative. And superlative.
Superlative.
And, yes. Torek says, when both of you are back from your non-Kingdom events of significance, perhaps you should call your show the Mr. Skullhead and Jick Show and see if anyone notices.
That would be like jelly and peanut butter.
How?
In that it's two things that occur in a specific order and sound weird when they're in a different order.
Yeah, only because we've heard it so much.
Yeah.
Vlad Slipshod says, reset is nigh, repent now!
There will be no reset.
Eruten999 says, I've noticed that Jick sounds a lot like Alan Alda from MASH, whereas Scully sounds a lot like that guy who played Trapper John. Any thoughts on that?
You do kind of sound like Alan Alda.
Do I?
That's interesting. I don't think that I sound like Trapper John.
I don't really remember what Trapper John sounded like.
Yeah, he didn't really have a... Well, I guess in that my voice is not in any way remarkable.
Huh. And it doesn't sound like Alan Alda?
Yeah.
Do I sound like Alan Alda?
Huh. There's a little bit of that in the just random strangeness in your voice.
Alan Alda is cool, but I just don't think he's all that funny. Like, he's somebody that I would like, but I just don't.
Do you not like MASH?
I like MASH, but I think I like MASH in spite of Alan Alda.
Hmm.
I mean, he's good when he's doing the kind of half-serious, half-funny thing, I guess, but, like, I don't know. Pardon me.
Wow.
Di Vernon says, will we see pictures from Comic-Con? Certainly.
Yeah, there will be pictures from Comic-Con and from my wedding. And yeah.
The River asks if we're planning on going to the Penny Arcade Expo. Yeah, I believe so.
You are and I'm not.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm in the wedding party for Justin's wedding, which takes place during PAX. So.
No way you can make it.
I was going to say, like, okay, if I blow off the rehearsal dinner, I can leave Thursday and come back Saturday morning and then pick up my tux and drive to Prescott for the wedding, but that just seems like way too much trouble.
Yeah, well, so you got to be in the wedding.
Damn it.
Gorblack says, you're the president of the Deadbeat Club, Jick. Get a real job, hippie. Okay.
This is work, man.
Yeah, I would rather have a real 40-hour-a-week job than this job sometimes. No, really. I wouldn't. I totally made that up. That's never, ever true. Even when this job is hard, it's still just so much more rewarding.
Zooch? Yeah. Says, will you be giving out unique items for people who sign our name in at your Comic-Con booth? We won't be giving out items in-game, but we will have some interesting swag.
Swag, see? Yeah, swag, see? Yeah. Jello Bois says, you're homophobic? You don't like me anymore? Damn it. Runs away in tears, screaming obscenities. No.
Isn't
I'm
that
not,
just like a gamer?
I'm not scared of homosexuals. I'm scared of homophones. Like, bee. I'm scared. And who isn't scared of bees? Gorblack says, you're such a pussy, Jick. Just suck it up and say we. Yeah, I'm a pussy because I refuse to refer... I'm a pussy because I refer to refuse to something as the wee. The Gun Run says, hey guys, my girlfriend is going away to Florida for 3 weeks. Got any tips? I got some tri-tips and some Q-tips.
I would recommend that you get some tips and that they be dollar bills that you can tip the strippers.
I think he's like 12. So, okay, so first get a fake ID.
Yeah. First, don't be 12.
Yeah. Griffin P says, wow, you have the same favorite They Might Be Giants song as me, Jick. Play See the Constellation on the way out. Oh, I was going to, except that I was going to play Ruby Tuesday. I'd rather hear See the Constellation than Ruby Tuesday. Sorry, whoever requested Ruby Tuesday. Gonna go into a They Might Be Giants directory.
Yeah, I gotta say that Apollo 18 is probably the least favorite of mine of the older albums.
See, I
disagree. I really, really like it a lot.
It may just be because I haven't heard it very often because I don't have a good copy of it.
I had a copy that you made. All of my They Might Be Giants was initially cassettes that Mr. Skull had recorded for me.
Yep. Yeah. Do you still have... Do you have an actual CD of Apollo 18 that I could rip?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, also here on the network drive, there is the rip of my CD of Apollo 18.
Okay. So I tried to download all the individual tracks and rip it because it's just something about that CD just makes it self-scratch. And when I downloaded all the tracks and burned them to a CD, that CD immediately got all fucked up. So, yeah, something there is that doesn't love that album.
Oh, hey, I also beat New Super Mario Brothers. That was fun.
That's awesome. And can I borrow your DS now? Oh, wait, I just got Guitar Hero in here. That's all I need.
You know what? I totally forgot. I ordered a DS Lite, which actually should have shipped from Amazon today or yesterday. So you could totally have my DS if you want it.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, I'll take it. All
right.
I always said I'd get the DS if somebody fucking gave me one.
Gave you one. Yeah.
But I didn't.
I mean, don't you still have some GBA games?
No, the games I packaged with the GBA when I sold it.
Hmm.
But I might have some in the future.
Spaz Attack said, JNS, if you could each pick your favorite racial stereotype, what would it be? Mine would be that Asians can't see the color green.
Yeah. I kind of like the stereotype that Croatians don't have bones in their feet. Wow. Oh, yeah, the opposite of dense would be sparse. But only in certain circumstances. If you were referring to, like, saturation rather than mass.
Bob 33333 says, can you get Phoenix to record her radio shows for download, please? I have no access otherwise. Talk to Nama and see if she can figure out how to record it, because she's the one who actually broadcasts. I think somebody has been recording it, so they might put a thing up somewhere. I mean, I don't mind archiving the shows if somebody would give me an MP3 of them, but I can't record it. I suppose if I could figure out how to record... I'm always there when she does the show. If I could have my computer just sort of silently listening to it and recording it. But I'm always playing video games. So it might be her show plus some video games. Somebody asking if we ever figured out... King Bob asking if we ever figured out the correct spelling of Capiche. No, we just figured that we would stop fucking with it. Apparently Antipode records it, so maybe I can get some copies from him of the ones that... are available, and if he'll continue to do that, then I'll continue to make them available. Aldous Moxie says, Trapper John was a gifted thoracic surgeon. Thus, Scully sounds like the guy who wants to cut open your chest.
No, the guy who would be good at cutting open your chest.
Yeah, but people want to do what they're good at. I mean, to a man with only a rib cracker, every problem looks like a sternum. Yeah. My other favorite racial stereotype is that crackers don't like ribs. Ooh, I had some ribs a couple days ago. They were fucking good.
You know, cracker ribbing is only slightly less fun than cow tipping.
Looks like we're at time.
Oh, holy cow!
And Fyodor Yankovic is ready to take the over. So I guess we're gonna let you go. Children, will probably see you in like 2 weeks.
And I will maybe help out Thursday, and then Monday, and then I'll see you in 2 weeks after that.
Alrighty.
Woo-ha.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.